All right, so to get the understanding of how you change the mindset, you know, what I was just speaking on was basically allowing everybody to understand that in smaller understanding where people can really grasp it and really get to understanding it, I have to continue to work harder at building what I once destroyed. You must realize that I didn't destroy just myself. I have a grandmother that's in the ground that I drove crazy. When I say drove crazy, not mentally crazy, but I stressed out to the point that she ended up having heart problems. You know, so that plays a big part in who we harm while we're in the street selling drugs, while we're using drugs, while we're being violent, while we're being, you know, always aggravated about everything, just being negative, putting ourselves in bad situations. What ends up happening is you got to pay for them bad situations that you put yourself in. Usually it'd be jail. If it's not jail, you usually end up in a situation where you get hurt or harmed. And at the end of the day, you know, you're hurting and harming yourself. We got to start looking at all of these things as self infliction. That's what it is. It's harmful. It's almost like borderline suicide. I mean, you do all the wrong things in life in order to go to jail or end up harming somebody or end up getting harmed. That doesn't make sense to me. And we as a community got to begin to look at one another and say, why? The youngins, I understand they're getting the money, but what made us get violent about the money? You see that, you know, what made us go to the guns? What made us go to the knives? And I'm going to tell you, a lot of our families, that's what happened. We wind up going to the guns and the knives because of the wrong things that we done in the past. And what ends up happening is we lose out and we miss out. So when you miss out by actually doing stuff like that, you wind up not really knowing what you really done. So at the end of the day, you got to start mentally paying attention. If you don't mentally pay attention, what happens is you get hurt in the long run. And what happens, you begin to lose each and every last thing that you have got going on. I'm in my office right now and I'm working. And you can hear individuals just walking in unconsciously, just moving around. If they knew the subject and manner that I was speaking on, they wouldn't just do that. They would take their time and they would pay attention. Instead, they didn't even look at me to see or ask to be a part of or even care to in tune in these things. The reason why is because a lot of people who don't have that problem in their life, you know, that person might just have cancer in their life, you know, in their family, but they're still not going to tell their family to eat correctly. You know, so we all miss it. Some way or another, we're harming each other. I don't care what complexion you are. So we got to start recognizing things. And that's what the first step it is going to be recognizing that it's wrong. Once we recognize it's wrong, we can identify. Once we identify, then we're able to work on it. Because just like a doctor or a surgeon, they recognize what's wrong with the individual. Then they identify it. Once they identify what that matter is, they go in and they work on it. They fix it. They have a solution and a plan, though, before they go in. And that's what we're going to talk about. King Earner Live and Direct.